which we're going to talk about the evaluation now. So finally at the last hurdle in regards to this project, evaluation. So we should kind of end it as a positive, as we're nearly done. So you've got to think about what went well, what could have been improved on, and what was your kind of key takeaway from the project. So Sean, what went well overall in regards to the promotional website project?
Making the site in general and being able to use a genre that, or a franchise that I enjoy watching, which made it easier for me to create a website. And then giving the tutorial, I enjoyed that as well.
So those are the aspects that went well. Okay. Do you think that you chose the correct thing to promote within this project? You're not regretting your choice in choosing Fast Review S9?
No, only because I've seen them all and...
Yeah.
You seem very knowledgeable about them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what could have been improved within the development of this project or the... or to do with the final outcome, what would you say?
Does it have to be something that I think that could have been improved on?
Yes, yeah. Project specific. Doesn't need to be essentially for the final video, it can be to do with any of the other tasks, it could be to do with something that wasn't, you know, you weren't on point on in regards to time management or just kind of priority keeping. Did you get behind in anything? Were you struggling with understanding a particular thing?
I think I got another extension because I don't think I was here to give in on a due date, I don't think, and I wasn't enough ready. I think also the blueprint, I had some issues with that. Because I changed the way the website looked in the end and didn't stick to the blueprint.
So, okay.
Yeah, I had some issues with that. And due date.
So would you say that the website blueprint could have maybe been based around the templates you had available? Because obviously, like, at the time you were working with Webnode, being kind of a website builder, and I can understand, obviously, like, Webnode has a series of templates that you can use for free, and a series of templates that you can access during the paid version. But it would have been interesting to... Do you think it would have been interesting to check out the templates they had available? To be honest, that was a complete oversight from us. I'm going to confirm that now. But stuff changes, but do you think that this change could have been recorded somewhere, or maybe a new blueprint could have been created to better reflect the website? Why do you think a new blueprint would have been better?
To save the time from starting again on the website.
I guess imagine if you were in a business meeting and you were promoting this website, and imagine if someone noticed that that blueprint wasn't the same as the other one from beforehand.
So what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is it will... Well, I don't know, Sean, what am I trying to say? What do you think I'm trying to say? So if you're in a business meeting, one blueprint looks different from the rest of the website. So the homepage blueprint looks very different to what the website looks now. So maybe someone has left that in accidentally in the meeting, or... maybe not been bothered to change it.
Maybe it's because of time, I suppose. I just didn't really stick to the blueprint or think about making it again. I just went off what's on top of my head.
Or at least seeing, you know, what is available to you in terms of what you can do, what you can use, what I guess, you know, you can move around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and last question for real. How did you feel when the entire project was completed?
I mean, I was happy with it. When I look back at the video and the website itself, I was quite happy with the end product.
Oh, how did you get on with kind of putting the video together?
I don't know.
Did you learn any new techniques throughout this project that you applied to the video or the practical work? And how did you do it? That really is the last question.
I mean, I was still quite new to Webnode, so while making a website, I found some different features of the website that I didn't know were there. Like a picture I added, I could link it to like a Google search or something. I thought that was quite cool. Yeah, pretty much it really.
So what about the editing of the walkthrough video? Did you learn anything new that you found that you could use within the creation of your walkthrough video?
I had some knowledge of when I was already on the software that I used, so
Where did you get that knowledge from?
I've used it in the past before. Before I joined media, I've been using it just freely to test out different things.
Okay.
And kind of implemented that into editing the screen recording.
Okay, that's the end of the verbal assessment for project two. Thank you very much, Sean.